Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning in tonight. It's Tuesday, and I believe it's the 27th of August. Where is this year going, my brothers and sisters? I can't believe how fast time is flying. And I just want to give a big shout out to all of you who are listening tonight. Now, I am pretty sure they're not doing any road work on the freeway going to H1 West. So that means everyone on the west side was able to get home at a reasonable hour. Praise the Lord. And for all of us other friends and neighbors, we don't have to deal with as much traffic as we do when they're trying to do construction work on the freeway going out west. Amen. But, you know, it's Tuesday, and last night we had a wonderful time down at OCCC. I want to give a big shout-out to our brothers in Module 17. You know, God is still in control. I'm going to give a shout-out to our brother Jack up at the front, always in control, always guiding us. And, you know, we're blessed. Free Inside Ministry was blessed to go into OCCC last night with six members of our team. And what that means is that we're building up the saints. We're lifting up the saints at OCCC, because Saturday we had seven of us that went in. And I want to give a big shout out, Pastor Bird Mahelona from Fishers of Men Ministries and his lovely bride, Lucy. You know, my brother, Pastor Bird, he inspires me. He gets me jacked up. He gets me jonesing for Jesus. I used that last night. And you see, he has the passion of the Lord to reach the lost and to bring the good news to everyone who has a set of ears on their head. And I am so privileged. I get to see him every Monday when he and his lovely wife, Lucy, go down into a certain area of OCCC, and we're in the other areas. But together, unified together by the blood of Jesus, because there's unity in the body of Christ, and that makes Papa happy upstairs. Amen? So we're able to make inroads. We're able to cast the demons out. We're able to bring light into the darkness. When the name of Jesus is said, the devil shall flee. Hallelujah. But Pastor Bird, just want to give a shout out for his heart, his servant's heart. The Lord has done such a miraculous thing in his life. In fact, we're going to have Pastor Bird and his bride, Lucy, on sometime next week. We're trying to schedule that time where they can come in and do a program with us. Powerful, powerful testimony of how God can change your life. Amen? And that's why we're here, my brothers and my sisters. Free Inside Ministry is a prison ministry from First Assembly of God. Now, we reach out to the lost, to the broken, and to the incarcerated. We come here to encourage you, not to discourage you. I come here to lift you up, not to put you down. And I'm going to leave religion at the door so you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Because God never said, go build my church. He said to go build my kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, that's getting more and more evidence as the signs of times keep changing. If you are anything with the current events, my brethren, my brothers and sisters, even those that are behind the walls tonight, you have to take a look around the world. You have to look at what is happening around you and know that things are changing. Things are happening. Even though God is in control, there are signs around us. You know, when you're driving down the road and you're driving down the freeway, there's all kinds of signs, right? Turn here, yield, you know, this is the speed limit. So you have a lot of information. You have a lot of signs telling you what's going on. For example, if you're coming on the freeway and it says three left lanes closed due to construction in 2,000 feet. You keep driving along, and then you're going to see three lanes closed on the left in 1,500 feet due to construction. And you keep going down to finally you get to the point where it's closed, right? So along the way, there's all these signs that are telling you the road is closed for three lanes on the left side. And why? Because there's construction. So you have these signs that are telling you the direction and giving you the information that you need. Well, my brothers and my sisters, God is giving us signs along the way, this road, this thing, this path we call life. Amen? Just want to give a shout out to all you're listening tonight. I'm going to get to that, but I'm trying to tell you, the Lord just put it to my heart. Can you not see what is going on in the world? Can you not get a grasp of the world events that are going on? Or are you so into yourself that you can't see anything else? My brothers and my sisters, we have to get less selfish and become more selfless. Amen? We need to help those around us instead of worrying only about us. The, oh, woe is me, oh, it's all about me party's got to end. Amen? But the reason I'm saying that is because the Lord said in the Bible that in the end times there are going to be more famines, more earthquakes, more events in the weather that are unnatural, more tornadoes. I mean, have we had any of that happen? Any tsunamis lately? Or how about the countries that will be set against each other? Look what is going on in Syria right now. Oh my goodness. The Arab states have come together against one of their own. But look at the alignment with all of the Western powers and the Arab states that have come against Syria. And who comes alongside Syria? China and Russia. Oh my goodness. Anyway, get up on your current events. That's a whole other tangent. That's a whole other program that we might not even ever get to. But stay up with your current events. You see, but when, this weekend we had such a powerful time. You know, I want to give a shout out to our brothers up in Halava that were in chapel with Pastor Scott on Friday. Hallelujah. And I want to give a big shout out to our brothers and our sisters down at OCCC on Saturday, Annex 1. We're in Module 18. We're still going into Module 8. Bless those that need help in Module 8. Hallelujah. Modules 3 and 4, you know. And we just get a chance to stop in there. And then Sunday, we're at FDC. Hey, FDC. Hallelujah. I want to give a big shout out to FDC boys over there. Hallelujah. So good to see you. You know, Lynn and I, on the way home, we're just talking about how blessed we are. How blessed we are that despite the challenges and despite the times that we are not able to make it there, when we do get there, it's just such a wonderful time. And I'm talking, when you guys sing a cappella, that's nothing short of angels singing to the Lord our God. Amen. We just love being there with you guys. Keep up the faith. Keep up that Bible study every night at 6 p.m. Know that we're praying for you. Know that we're lifting you up. Know that we have you on the altar in front of God and praying for you and your families, my brothers. And then last night was just off the hook. Last night we got on to OCCC and God just blessed us again. You know, and it's just amazing when the Lord moves in your life. When you use those four words, my brothers and my sisters, the four words that will change your life is, Lord, here I am. You know, and it's just like Abraham when he said, Lord, here I am. And finally, you get to that point in your life where you understand what that means. When you're willing to be the vessel that God's going to use, you will be a witness to miracles. You will be a witness. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You're going to be a witness to signs and wonders. Because when you realize, when you get to the end of your resources, who your source is, my brothers and my sisters, that's when your life is about to change. It doesn't change when you're riding around in your car with your low profiles. Your life doesn't change when you got the bling hanging around your neck. Your life doesn't change when you got the scripts in your hand. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, somebody. Your life changes when you've got nothing except Jesus. And at that point in time, at that very instant, when you realize you have lost everything, when you have absolutely nothing but Jesus in your life, you will come to the realization Jesus is all you need. Amen. Hey man, I know I'm talking to somebody out there. I know somebody's listening with a good ear tonight. But you see, I just wanted to lift everyone up today because I can feel the spirit. You know, I can feel the demons. I can feel the principalities of evil and darkness. They're clawing at you. They're scratching at you. Because anytime you try to do something good, the devil's going to try and pull you back. It's like the theory. It's like the theory about the crabs in the bucket. Hallelujah. You know, when the crabs in the bucket, if you ever went crabbing at night and you put them all in the bucket, you find the one bugger, he try to get all the way to the top. What the other four crabs do? Oh, come back here. Pull them down. Because he's going to go over the edge. He's going to go out somewhere else. He's going to go beyond what they can see. He's going to go beyond what we call the safe zone, because he's going to go over the edge of the bucket. My brothers and my sisters, you ever have friends like that? Say, nah, don't do that. Come on, one for the boys. One more for the boys. Nobody going to get mad. They're not going to figure them out. Yeah, just hang with us. Hang with us. Yeah, because when you end up hanging with them, all you're going to do is hang. Amen? If you're going to hang with Jesus. Amen? Jesus hung on the cross. I figure that's a big enough price. I'm going to hang with Jesus. Amen? See, we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus on the cross. Hallelujah. But we're also redeemed for something far greater than what you're looking at in the mirror. And I'm talking directly to you who's sitting on the edge of your bunk tonight, sitting on the edge of your bed tonight, wondering, what am I doing here? Why on earth am I alive? I'm going to tell you, open up the Bible, open up the good word of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to find the reason and the purpose for why you are here on this earth. Hallelujah. That's to just walk the face of the earth in the likeness of the image. You're created in the likeness of Christ himself. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. You got to know that. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You got to have that plugged in. You got to have that tattooed in your heart, tattooed in your brain. So when the enemy comes against you, when the enemy says you're not good enough, when the enemy says you're not going to be nothing, when the enemy says you're not smart enough, that's what you come with. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. That's what you're talking about. Jeremiah 29:11. See, it's easy to get defeated, but it's even harder to get the victory. Because when you got to get the victory, that means you got to work twice as hard. Because losers like to lose, but winners love to win. Amen? Jesus was a winner. You belong on the winning team. You are on the winning team just by your lineage of who your daddy is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? So I wanted to give a shout out to all those that have tuned in tonight and just give you some information. You know, want to do our housekeeping. I'm just so excited. Halfway through the program, I'm still talking because I'm just jacked up for Jesus. I'm jonesing for Jesus. Because if you had the joy of the Lord that I've got in my heart with you right now, your life would be different. I'm not saying that you wouldn't be going through trials and tribulations. I wouldn't say that you wouldn't be going through the chaos you're going through, but don't let the chaos of the world overcome the calmness in your soul. Amen. Even though the world around you is upside down, if you got Jesus, you're right side up on the inside. Amen. We'd rather live right than die wrong, my brothers and sisters. We have to draw that line in the sand. Say no more, no more, no more. No more wavy lines, no more gray areas. It's black and white. I'm all in or I'm not in. It's really easy. It's just like that. Because my brothers and my sisters, our bodies, our physical bodies shall slowly fail us. They're slowly going to fall apart, as I know right now with a sore right knee. But hallelujah, I still got a knee over there. But you know, the spirit shall live on. We will all be living for eternity. Let me make that very clear to everyone whose ear is tuned to the radio tonight on 99.5 FM The Word. We, our spirit, shall live for eternity. The decision you make is where that spirit is going to live. Are you going to be in heaven or are you going to be in hell? It's a very distinct reality. It's not, you can't straddle the fence. You're either heaven or hell. And if not now, then when? If not here, then where? And if not you, then whom? Hallelujah. Oh, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good, as my brother Jesse Duplantis says. But you know, my brothers and sisters, it's all about how we look at things. You know, and I'm not going to make light of the situation you're in, especially to my brethren that are incarcerated right now. But you know, like I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, if you listen to this radio tonight, you know that what happened to you is because God is in control. Amen? What happened with you is because God is in control. Amen? You have to realize, a lot of us look at the storms in our life. Just as I was talking about Jonah the last two nights, and Jonah was running from God. You know, and I know there's someone out there tonight. I'm preaching to the choir right now. There's someone who might be running from God. I know what that feels like because I did that. When you don't want to do what God wants you to do, and you know that's what you should be doing, but nah, God leaders, I don't need, not right now. God, I go do my own trips. You know what's unbelievable? God still loves us, no matter what you've done, my brothers and sisters. No matter who you've done, no matter what you've said. No matter what you've thought, God still loves you unconditionally. And you see, we as human beings, we have a very hard time grasping that. We have a hard time understanding unconditional love. Now, we might think, you know, once we become parents, we know what unconditional love is when we have our own kids, but we really don't. The only one who knows what unconditional love is would be God. Because in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and inside that word world is you and I and our families. For God so loved me, for God so loved you, that he gave his only begotten son. Imagine that, on the cross to die. One of the most horrendous methods of torture, to die on the cross. It's a slow death. That's another message. But you see, what happens a lot of time is the enemy wants to attack us, to make us think that we're not smart enough, we're not good enough, we cannot do this, we cannot do that. A lot of negativity there. So how do we fight that, Brother Bula? Well, what I wanted to share with you tonight, if I may, for those of you who have your swords, now, my brothers, like I tell you, if I was to pull up, smoky time, tell you, hey, we're going Makapu, what's the first thing you're going to grab? Boogie board and fins, right? Lunch money if we get, huh? Otherwise, you got to eat tangerines or something. Or if I said, hey, we're going out to the park, play baseball, what you going to do? Grab your cleats and your glove, right? And your bat if you get one, right? So when we say, hey, we're going to listen to Brother Bula on Free Inside Ministry, 9:30, what should we be grabbing? Our Bible, our sword. We're going to go fight the demons tonight, amen? You cannot go into battle without the right armor, right? We need some weaponry here. The word of the Lord is your weapons, my brothers. But I wanted you, if you could, if you please, and if not, you can read along with me or just listen. I'm going to be coming out of both the NLT, New Living Translation, this evening, and also the Jesus book, the Pidgin Bible, because, like I tell you, it's nothing like talking in Pidgin when we're talking about Jesus. So everybody, okay, even Mary, even Sister Mary can understand us, all right? I'm going to be in chapter 8 in the book of Romans in the New Testament, and we're going to be in, I just want to jump around in chapter 8, the latter part of the chapter, something around verses 31 to the end of that chapter, where the portion of that chapter is titled, Nothing Can Separate Us From God's Love, amen? And this is something I just wanted you to think about, to hold on to ponder. When the program is through tonight, just think about the words that we share, the thoughts, and when you say in your prayer tonight, just ask God to open up your heart. Ask God just to open up your eyes. Ask God to just touch you. Ask God, say, God, what do I look like to you, God? What does it look like from your eyes? Because I've been looking through my eyes and things don't look too good, God. What does it look like from up there? You get the better view. It's in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Unbelievable. Verse 35. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? Verse 37, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Verse 38, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Now, the reason I wanted to spend some time here tonight is because while we're in prison, we always think there's something that we've done, something we've said, or why we've been in that situation. So when we're sitting there, we have a lot of time to think. But I want you to think about the good things. And so I'm going to come out of the Jesus book right now, just for a few verses. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. So then, what are we going to say about all that? God stay for us guys to the max. Because God stay like that. Who going against us? No one, nobody. You think get somebody or something that going to make Christ no get love and aloha for us guys? No way. You think pressure, hard time, or we get somebody to like hurt us, or when no more nothing for eat, or we no more clothes, or when we stay scared, or we get people that like kill us? Not even. Just like the Bible would say, because we're your people, every time they try kill us, they think we just like sheep they're going to kill. Because Christ get love and aloha for us guys to the max. No matter what kind of trouble get, no bother us, because we the winners for sure. I sure about this. No more nothing can make God stop loving us guys. No matter if we stay alive or we mock it. No matter if get angel guys or leader guys in the sky, or if get spirits with power that go against us. No matter, whatever stay happen now, going to happen Bombay. No matter, get guys with power up there inside the sky or down there inside the ground. No matter, get all kind other things that God will make. No more nothing that can hammer us from God, so he no love us no more. Because us guys stay tight with Jesus Christ, the special guy God will send, and he our boss. Amen? My brothers and my sisters, when we have the blessings to go visit you, whether you're up in Wayava. Our brothers in Wayava are going to see you tomorrow night. Looking so forward to that. Looking for a brother up there, Curtis B. I'm looking for you, brother. Want to come talk story with you. But, you know, we're going to be up there tomorrow. And then Thursday, we'll be back at WCCC with our beautiful sisters over there. Friday is Halava. And then Saturday, we're back at OCCC. And the cycle begins once again. But I just wanted to mention in verse 39, no more nothing that can hammer us from God, so he no love us no more. Right there in the Bible, my brothers, the authorized, approved, inspired, inerrant, infallible word of God, Romans chapter 8, verses 39, in the second half of that verse, no more nothing that can hammer us from God, so he no love us no more. That means God, no matter what, no matter what, did I just say no matter what? No matter what, God loves each and every one of us. When I'm in the facilities and I'm talking to our brethren, I'll start off and I'll say, how many of us ever lied? Okay, so they raise their hands. That's good. Not all of them raise their hands. So I tell them, well, the Lord sees your heart. I said, amen, hallelujah. And then I ask them, how many of you ever stole something? Now I'm sitting in prison, okay, with these guys and our sisters. And then I say, how many of us saw a friend with a nice watch, or he got a nice car, or he get nice clothes, or a nice girlfriend, and we covet it? We say, I want that. I wish I had that. That's called covetousness. So the reason I say that is because I've done the same thing. And I'm trying to explain that we're all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. No one sin is better than the other sin. No one sin is worse than the other. Sin is sin is sin is sin. What we do is hate the sin, but we love the sinner. Amen? Every saint has a past, but every sinner has a future. You see, what you got to realize, my brothers and my sisters, is that Christianity was never meant to be Jesus and me under a tree. God placed us in a body of people called the church, so together we can accomplish his kingdom agenda. Now, you always hear me say, I don't go to church. I am the church. That's right. Church, as we say here, is a body of people. It didn't say a building. It didn't say a structure, a body of people. Church is a body of people of believers. Amen? Amen. But so what if your life's messy right now? Everybody's life is messy. But you see, perfect is not the plan. Purpose is the plan, to live a life of purpose. You got to realize that God will meet you where you're at in order to take you where he wants you to go. God's going to come and grab you. You can't hide from God. Jonah couldn't, and he got thrown in the belly of a fish. See, but what happens a lot, and Pastor Scott said this so well the other week, we need to be the face of God and not the facade of God. We got to be real. But as I was sharing with my sisters the other week, you remember when Moses was in the wilderness? 40 years in the wilderness. But you see, when Moses was in the wilderness, because why was he there? Because of the disobedience of the Israelites. But you see, what we got to realize, when Moses was in the wilderness, he didn't go around it. He didn't go under it. He didn't go over it. Moses had to lead the Israelites through the wilderness. Amen? So what I'm trying to say is, my brothers and my sisters, you're not going to go around your sentence. You're not going to go under your sentence. You're not going to go over your sentence. You're going to go through your sentence. Amen? Because when you go through your sentence, that's the breakthrough. Amen? So when you go through your sentence, that's the opportunity right there to get to the other side. Amen? We're not going to circumvent the time that the authority that the Lord has placed above you has given us for something that we've done, but we're going to go through that. And we're going to go through that hand in hand, step in step with our Lord and Savior. Amen? See, you just got to remember is where you're going, my brothers and my sisters, is much more important than where you've been. You see, and I have in my heart, I truly believe, I have no doubt that God will work it out. I have now no doubt that God will work it out, because I believe that you were born for more. You were not born to simply exist. You know, because like Pastor Scott says, the past, if you keep living in the past, you're going to stay stuck in stupid. You know, what you got to realize is through everything, there is a process. We are born, we die, we live, you know, and if you watch watch how a plant grows from a seed and it gets to be a big plant, and eventually it dies. That's the same thing. It's just like I was trying to explain the other day. And I'm going to share that with you, my beloved. And thank you once again for tuning to 99.1 98.5 FM The Word on Free Inside Ministry, Monday through Friday, 9:30 at night. But anyway, there's a process that goes on in small kid time, and I'm going to share this, and I'm going to make an analogy or a comparison. I'm going to give you something we can chew on and think about. You know, small kid time, you know, when you brag about your dad, especially boys, little boys, oh, my dad is like Superman. My dad, he pound your dad. My dad is like, you're going to rear naked choke. Your dad going to tap, bro. My dad is the man. That's the first stage of a man's life. The second stage of a man's life is, and we've all been there, and we might have been on both ends of this conversation. Oh, dad, you don't understand. God, dad, dad, that's like on Dinosaur, okay? That was like back when they had like, you know, vinyl records. We don't have that anymore, dad. Come on, dad, you don't understand. You just don't know. That's old school. That's old school. Come on, dad, I'm 18, okay, dad? I'm 18. I know what I'm doing. Any of us ever been there? As I hear you chuckling in the background. And then the last third stage of a man's life is when he says, you know, my father used to say. You see, and believers in Christ are the same way, and I'm going to share that with you right now, so maybe you might be able to identify that to understand maybe where you are in your walk with God. Now, a lot of times when we first come to the Lord, oh, it's exciting, it's exhilarating, it's a jubilant time, it's joyous, it's happy, it's your birthday, Happy New Year's, and 4th of July all rolled up in one. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, God is good. God. Oh, man, you're just oozing with goodness, right? That's the first phase. The second phase is, well, God, see, you bailed on me again. Don't even answer my prayers. Why do I even pray? You don't listen to me, God. What am I doing here stuck in this place? God, why am I so sick? What I do to you? Why you got to do this to me, God? That's the second phase. And then the third phase is, I am not worthy of my Lord's mercy and grace that I receive every day. Amen. You see the process involved there, my brothers and sisters? Where are you in your walk? And like I'm going to ask you again, if not here, then where? If not now, then when? If not you, then who? I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Hey, if you have a chance, you know, we do have our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And we also have our Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. Check out either one of those if you can. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Man, I was jacked up for Jesus. I'm jonesing for Jesus again because I know he's got the answer for your life. He's got the solution to your problem. He's got the answer to your questions. I know that because I know my Lord and Savior. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Go get some rest. Go be blessed. Talk to Daddy tonight. Say, God, how's it going? Pray to him. He's waiting for you. Always has been and always will.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.